Sagt der Heilige Gemara. The bottom of the Chesamad Bey is the top of the Tesamad Aleph. Omer Rabbi Lazar. Omer Pesach Pasuach. Matzasi. Neman. Le Oysra Aleph. A person says Pesach Pasuach. Comes and says that he has a simen that his wife is not a Besula. Neman Le Oysra Aleph. He's believed to Aser her on him. And the Gemara goes on to discuss why is it also just because Pesach Pasuach, it's a Svek Svek, and the Gemara Zetz is on a certain Ukimta. That's the memra of Rebbe Lazar. The Yushalmi brings the same memra, but Ksas Benusach Acher. Lashon of the Yushalmi is Oimer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Aser Lekaima. By uns in the Gemara says Neman Oisralov. In Yushalmi, it says it a little different. It says Aser Lekaima. You have to know what's the difference between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. We find other interesting shittas Yerushalmi that there are Rishonim that seem to argue with. The Yerushalmi holds that this, the Baal is never to say Pesach Pasuach, is even if he's being contradicted by Dam. Even if there's Dam, so it seems clearly she was a Besula, he says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. So he's saying that he's claiming that she wasn't a Besula. It's impossible for the Pesach to be Pasuach and for there to be Dam. But he's saying Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Yerushalmi holds that he's not even connected Dam. And the Rajba and other Rishonim bring there those that argue and say that he's only Neman if there's no Dam. So why doesn't he bring the Dam as a Raya? So the Rishonim bring various different reasons, either because Mishpachas Dor Ketoy or because Nev Damapa, maybe Bageris doesn't have Dam. Whatever the reason is, we somehow avoid the issue of Dam, and the only noise is Pesach Pasuach, and that's why it's Neman. Yerushalmi says, no, even if there's Taka Dam there, the Bailam is Neman to say Pesach Pasuach. What's the Yisoid of Machloikas? Another Machloikas, Yerushalmi, Toisus on Daf Tesam at Beis brings, Yerushalmi says that this that he's Neman to say Pesach Pasuach is only Lesser, just Benogay to Isser. Pesach Pasasi, Neman lo Isser Olav, and that's it. While Toisus holds that no, if he's Neman Lesser, Kol Shein your Neman Klape Maman, Lapsida Ksubasa, because this discussion of whether she's a besula or not is nageya. First of all, she's mutter to her husband. Second of all, whether or not she gets her ksuba. So the Yerushalmi says he's only neman klape loisra love. Only neman to say that now she's usher. Masha enkein, Tosfos says, no, he's neman loisra, but kol shchein that tish lahafsida ksubasa. What's the machloikas between the Yerushalmi and these Rishonim? So perhaps we could start as follows. The Gemara says, what's the Chiddush Bechlal of Rabbi Lazar? That he says, Omer Pesach Pasuach Neman, that he's Neman Lo Yisraelav. We know already there's a concept called Shavi Anashe Chaticha Yisura. Says the Gemara, I would have thought maybe Binoigeya to this saying, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. I would say, make him Huduloi Kimle. That he doesn't really know. He thinks maybe Pesach Pasuach. Maybe he's not really a person who is able to identify if the Pesach is Pasuach or not. Kamash Malon, that it passes Shavi Anashe even in this situation. Shita Mekubetzis brings two pshatim. What does the Gemara mean to say? Does the Gemara mean to say that really you thought that he is not enough of a person to be able to identify if Pesach Pasuach or not? Kamash Malan, he can identify that it's Pesach Pasuach, and he is Kimlei, because we would consider him enough of a person to be able to accurately find Pesach Pasuach. Is that the Kamash Malan of the Gemara? Or the Kamash Malan of the Gemara is, even though he's not Kimlei, and he doesn't necessarily know what he's talking about, he thinks Pesach Pasuach, that is enough for us to ask her, because he thinks he knows what he's talking about. We for sure think that he has no way of knowing this. But he thinks he knows, he said that it's Pesach Pasuach, it's going to be Aser. Two different pshatim in the Gemara. When Rabbi Loza says, I'm a Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman Lo Isra, is his chiddush to say that Hitaka is a person who can know if it's Pesach Pasuach, or even though he doesn't, isn't equipped to know if it's Pesach, he said Pesach Pasuach, therefore it's Aser. Lechoira, these two pshatim are going to depend on the two shitas that the Rajva brings. What's our Gemara talking about? The Rajva says there are some that learn a Gemara is talking only about a person who already has been married before. That our Gemara is talking exclusively about a person who's already been married. Or the Rajva says there's some shitas is talking about a bachur, someone who's never been married. So if you're saying the Gemara's Kamash Malan is he's equipped to know Pesach Pesuach, it has to be talking about a person who's already been married. It has to be talking about Nasli. But if you say that the Gemara is telling us, even though he doesn't know what he's talking about, he thinks he knows what he's talking about, we could say it also by a Bachar. And that Lechoyer is going to depend on how you understand the Gemara. So these two Tzadim in the Rashba, these two Tzadim in the Shita, Lechoyer go hand in hand. So we have two Pshatim in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that this person really, he has no way of knowing what he's talking about. Maybe he's a Bachar. But the Maisa, he thinks Pesach Pesuach. Aser. Because he said Pesach Pesuach. Or is the Pshat that he does know what he's talking about. That's the Kamashman in the Gemara. He can identify whether it's Pesach Pasuach. And therefore, he's Naman L'Oisrael because we have reason to believe that he knows what he's talking about. Comes Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky and he says, listen, to say that he knows what he's talking about and it's Aser, that I understand. But if a person doesn't know what he's talking about, we're saying that we have no reason to really believe that he is accurate when he says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Why is it Aser? Why should it be Aser? He brings the Ktsoi and Simon Lamed Daled. The Ktsoi says, why is Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Di Yisura? Why is it Aser? Says the Ktsoi, because a person has Ne'emanus. Similar to what the Ktsoi holds by the Din of Hoidos Baal Din Kemei Edim Dami. Listen, I probably am going to be right. We trust you. We believe you. So says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, we can only believe you if you know what you're talking about. Maybe you want this to be the truth, but if you don't even know whether it's Pesach Masur, how can we believe you? Memela, he says, what's pshat that we're going to say over here, even though you're not a baki, even though it's not kimli, it's still going to be us. So the achroinim come and they say a whole different understanding in what shavi anafshe chaticha di yisura means. What's pshat in shavi anafshe? Comes the Chumas Akri and he says in Simon Aleph, he says, enachanam, we don't believe you. We don't believe you. But being that you honestly feel that this is usr, so therefore, for you, in your own, the way that you're supposed to treat what's happening here, is you're supposed to be knowing as if it's us, sir. Even if we don't believe you, but you know what you believe. So we're going to treat you, we're going to be knowing with you according to the way that you believe. So therefore, in a Hanami, we have no reason to believe him. This is what he believes. That's what the Chumash Akri says. There are others that come with a different mahalach. The Chumash Akri, l'choira, if we have reason to believe that he himself is making a mistake, he doesn't even know himself what he's supposed to be believing. So then why do we have to be knowing that way? Comes along the Achroinim, and the Shara Melech brings from the Mari Basan, another pshat, that Shavi Anavshe Chaticha Dei Sura is Midin Neder. We know there's such a thing as a person has a kikar, it's mutter, everyone's allowed to eat it. And he can say, kikar ze aser alai. He makes the kikar aser. He can create an iser. Says the Amari Basan, that when a person comes and says, this isha is aser to me, he just made her aser. Eina Hanami, she wasn't aser beforehand. It's aser now, midin neder. The neder is going to create iser. This is what the Shara Melech brings from the Miri Basan. Not only that, the Ma'arit brings that it's Midin Neder. And the Chassam Sofer brings that it's Midin Neder. And this is, a lot of the Achroinim are discussing this tzad, that really the issue is Aser Midin Neder. Okay. The Noi de Bihuda has a serious issue. The Noi de Bihuda has a serious issue. He says, I don't understand how it could be midin neder. He says, there's no ain't shum lashon neder oy shvua oy kainam. He doesn't say anywhere a language of neder. When a person wants to make something usher, there's a very specific type of script that you have to say. Maybe it needs hatpasa, but you have to say a certain lashon. The Gemara speaks about a neder b'lashon shvua, shvua b'lashon neder. There's a way the person make a neder. Ain't shum lashon of neder or shvua or kainam.
Also, having the words makes sense.
What would be the havamin of a chal? Well, that could be goof for the kamash milan to understand that shavi anafshi is neder, maybe. But enachanav, the havamin of the Gemara would need also explanation. It's clear, it seems to have the Gemara not like that sad. Maybe that's goof for the maskana. Yeah, enachanav.
Maybe the neder would mean that he's pashat mushba ba'im advar Sinai, and just by saying what he's saying, I am now categorizing this as something that I'm already mushba to previously.
Right.
He's not neman to create a new iser. When there's an existing Isser,
but we don't believe that the Isser exists, but it doesn't exist because it's not really Isser. How did it become Isser? We don't believe him.
No, we know that there's an Isser, you're not allowed to be married to certain people.
Right.
Now, we don't believe that this woman falls into that category, but maybe he is allowed to state, Lididi, she falls into that category. So
what does that mean?
Here.
So what's he doing? So do we believe him? Do we not believe him? Is he creating a new woman? There's a new woman that falls into that category that doesn't really fall in? So how does that work?
No, we believe him to say what.
So then it's nemanus
about certain people. But so when it comes to being a gay lamaisa, oh, you're mushbava and marasina, not to do.
So
this.
But so then it has to be nemanus. In other words, how did this woman get into that category? If we think she's not, must be we believe him to put him in that category. So how did that happen? There are those that bring in mushbava and but the question is how do you bridge that gap? There's another question which the Achronim asks, the Marit asks, that if this is neder, so then when usually a person makes a neder, he could always go to a chacham and be matir neder. So why don't we find anywhere on Shavi and Avshah, Chatich and Isura, the concept of Ataris Nedar? Okay. The Noid of Yehudas is based on this, Kol Ze Shtus, and he says this whole pshat is Shtus, there's no such thing as neder b'chlal. The Maisa we have from multiple Achroinim saying that there's such a concept of Neder, not only multiple Achroinim, it's Kemat Mefurish Hashita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes brings two pshatim when a person's Shavi Anafshe. What was his intention when he comes into Bezdin? Why is he walking into Bezdin? So Shita says maybe he's coming to Bezdin because he wants to get back his Ksuba. Right? So he's coming in order to be Mavzid her mama. Says the Shita, but maybe that won't work because there won't be Shavi Anaf Shechaticha Di Yisura unless in his mind he intends to make her Aser. The Shita says you need that he has to be Mechavin Lesser Esamutter Alpiv. He's coming to Aser what's Mutter. And if he doesn't have that in mind, it doesn't work. Now, why do we care what's his intention when he comes into Bezdin? If he's nemonis, we believe him. He's clearly saying, this is what I feel. So why do we care if his kavana is to come to create Isser? Says the Achroinim, it must be Shita Mekubetzes is learning that it works me to neder. Now you can't make a neder unless you have kavana make a neder. If his kavana is to create Isser, so then he wants to make the neder to create this Isser. Okay, but if he doesn't have the kavana, the Isser doesn't exist. So it seems to be already a Shita Mekubetzes. If we understand these two mahalchim in what Shavi Anafshe, there's basically two different realms. There's one realm which is that there's Nemanus. We really believe you. There's another realm which we don't believe you, but anyway you're going to be Yasser. Either like Trumas Akri, because we're going to be Noyeg, like what you say, or like the other Achroinim, that there's you're making a Neder. We don't believe you, but you're making a Neder with your Dibor. Perhaps this is going to be the big machloikas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says, "Arim Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neeman Lo Yisraelav. Vos Meit Neeman Lo Yisraelav. You have Neeman; it's your belief. So we're creating Yisra with your because you're Neeman. He's Neeman Lo Yisrael. Masha'en Ken Yishalmi. Yishalmi says, "Arim Pesach Pasuach Aser Lekaima. Why doesn't it say Neeman Lo Yisraelav? What does Aser Lekaima mean? You're not Neeman. We don't believe you, but it's still Aser Lekaima. Why is it Aser Lekaima? Because you made a neder. The neder made it Aser." Neman also means we believe you, but according to the Achroin and the Amri Basan and the Marit and the Chassam Sofer, it's not Nemanus, it's Neder. If it's Neder, so it's Aser Lekaima. The Fizeh comes the Yerushalmi and says, even if you have Dam Besulim, Well, how can he be believed in front of the face of Dan Basulim? So the Rajba brings Rishayim and says, if there's Dam, we don't believe him anymore. Because there's Hakasha. We won't believe him if there's Dam. Ein Hanami, if you're coming to go to Midin Nemonos, you're not going to believe him, Bimakum Dam, because he's not Nemon. But if it's Bechal and Nemonos, he's making a neder. He made a neder that it's Aser. So I don't care if there's Dam, he's still going to be Aser because he made the neder. Even Mokum Dam, that'll be Pshat Yushami Lishitasai. That holds that you never, even if there's Dam. And the third Yushami also. Yushami says he's only Neman Benogea to Isser, not Benogea to Mammon. What's the Pshat Yushami? Yushami says, look, this whole idea of Isha is Neman, it's only Benogea. We don't even trust you. We don't even believe you. It's just you made a neder, so it's us. There's Bechlal, no creditation to what you're saying, Bechlal. So binagay to Isser, you want to Aser on yourself, you want to make an Eder, Gesundheit, make an Eder. But there's no reason to master her a Ksuba. Why should we master a Ksuba? Isn't it a tzad to master the Ksuba? Masha'enkin, if you hold, is the pshat, there's ne'emonis in what he's saying. Is the pshat, when he's saying something, we're giving credit to what he's saying, says Tosfos, not only binagay to Isser can we believe him, also binagay to Mammon. And that l'choira can be the different machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi.
Why are we believing by Mammon? Don't we say Yom Tov
Mechaver? Okay, so that we have to see how that works exactly.
Especially in the case of Dan Basulim.
So that you have to see Tosfos. You have to see what Tosfos says. Why do you not have a problem over here of Yom Tov Mechaver? But Tosfos says Mammon when again to Mammon. The Vart is though that he has accreditation according to the Yerushalmi. There's nothing to talk about being Neman. He's not Kimle. Even when I get Isser, he's not Neman. So therefore, there's nothing to talk about Benogei the moment. The Maisa, the Achronim bring from Rashi. Rashi is also, the Shittim Kubetzis even brings from Rashi. Rashi also seems to say somewhat like the Yerushalmi. Because Rashi says, the Lashon of Rashi is, My Kamash Melantanina, She'odam Neman al Atzmoy, Lesor Loy as Hamutter al Piv. Lesor Loy as Hamutter al Piv. That's Kemat the same Lashon as the Shita Mekubetzes that we saw. And the Lashon that we find, the Lashon of Neder is, Neder is Lesor as Hamutter. It sounds like Rashi is saying that the way that we do, that Shavya Rashi works is Lesor Loy as Hamutter al Piv. It would stem with Rashi that holds that you're only Neman Benogei to Isser, not Benogei to Mammon. Rashi also holds like the Yushalmi, you're only Neman Benogei to Isser, not Mammon. So it seems that Rashi Shito also is Shavya Nafshe goes with the din of Neder. The problem is the first half of the Rashi. Rashi says, Adam Neman al Atzmoy lesalois amuter al piv. What do you mean he's Neman? I thought you just said it's Neder. It's lesser, it's amuter. If he's Neman, it's not Mutter. First is, I believe you that it's not, that it's Aser. So it's Neman, that it's Aser. What do you mean? Lesor es hamutter. It sounds like really it's mutter. You're going to make it Aser with your Dibor. So why is it, what's the Lashon Neman? What's Pshat in this Rashi? And aside from that, L'chayra is a mitzvah le'yashiv. The kashas of the Noida Behuda. The Noida Behuda asks so strong on this Pshat. He says, Ein ze ela divrei shtus. What about Lashon Neder? Lashon Shavua? Why is it not pass to have a shayla on this? What's pshat that we're saying this tzad that it's neder?
Also, the whole lashon of the board doesn't fit with neder. That was the kasha from kedushin.
What?
It's not the koi to be kaddish for against the bal korcha. When I asked from kedushin,
right?
It doesn't fit with neder.
Kedushin is also going to be neder. Also neder. Because he's not believed that they're Mekudeshes, he just assers all the Kroivim. Assers the Kroivim as if that they're... Okay. So I'd like to suggest perhaps as follows. We find another place that there's this concept of something which is a neder which doesn't have a Lashon neder. The Rambam in Hilchos Hafla, the Rambam brings down, in Hafla and Hilchos Nedarim, I'm sorry, he brings down, Hahefker perik beis halacha yudalid afal pisha eino neder harehu kimoi neder she aser loy lachzer boy. It's interesting, Rambam. Rambam, it says that hefker afal pisha eino neder kimoi neder. What's meant the Rambam that hefker is like it's kimoi neder? The Rambam brings hefker in Hilchos Hafla and Hilchos Nedarim. What's What's pshat this Rambam? Comes the Torah Zroim, and he says, Hefker is a very strange phenomenon. He has two questions. The Gemara discusses something called Hefker la'aniyim v'loy la'ashirim. A person can be mafker is chefetz, and say this is only hefker for poor people. For rich people, it's not. Now, we don't necessarily paskin that way. We learn from a pasuk by Shemitah, it has to be hefker la'kol. But in theory, everyone agrees that you can have this dynamic. It's hefker for some people, not for other people. Now, what does that mean? If hefker means that it's not mine, hefker means I'm relinquishing my ownership. So do I own it or do I not own it? For the aniyim, I don't own it. For the ashirim, I do own it. So do I own it or not? It doesn't make any sense. Is it mine? Is it not mine? You never found something that's mine benogei to one person and not mine benogei to another person. We find something called chatzi eved chatzi ben choyren. That means that I'm half of me belongs to him and half of me doesn't belong to him. But if we don't find that benogei to one person, I'm an eved. Benogei to someone else, I'm not an eved. How could you have that? Either I own you or I don't own you. Either you're mine or you're not mine. It doesn't make any sense. That's the first question on the Torah. Second question of Torah Yisroim is, how do we have this idea, there's a mandama that holds, that Hefker doesn't become, you don't relinquish your ownership, which means until the other person picks it up, it's still yours. Now, I don't understand. And even that, we don't paskin that way. But again, only for a side reason. And everyone agrees, in theory, that's the way Hefker should work. And maybe in certain circumstances, it will. I don't understand. If Hefker means that you're relinquishing your ownership, so once I made it Hefker, it's not mine. And if it is mine, so then it's not Hefker. How could it be Hefker, but it's still mine until it picks it up? So then, what is this? What is this Hefker? Comes the Torah Zroim and says, Hefker is not what you think. Well, there is a Hefker the way you think Hefker is. For example, a person goes out to the desert, there are things there that are Hefker. They have no owners. That's one type of Hefker, has no owners. There's another Hefker where a person is going to make something Hefker. How do you do that? How do you relinquish ownership? You can't just shed your bilis. So what happens? Says the Rambam, the yisoid of Hefker is mitam neder. That means it's chal on the chefetz, achalois shem Hefker. Says there, and the pshat is that this is working midin neder. Now that it's chal on the chefetz, achalois shem Hefker, so therefore the din of the chefetz is that anyone can take my chefetz.
Exactly.
It's not a nether. The Rambam says, "Hefker afa pisha eino nether, harehu kimoi nether." We're going to explain in a second. So, what did the Rambam fadin? What did the Torah Zroim fadin? What did he accomplish? I have a question. Hefker laniyim v'loy lashim. Is it mine or is it not mine? So I don't understand. So says the Torah Zroim. Listen to the words very carefully. He says, the kivon deha de hefker have eina shaloi. Lav dehu mamish einoi shaloi. Ela al da al yadei adinim shal chalois toras hefker, nase ke einoi shaloi. It's as if it's not mine. A person is mafker something, it still belongs to him. But he made a din in the chefetz that it's like it's not his. That's, how does he do that? Through a dibor, which we'll call neder. So I'd like to try to explain as follows. What is a neder? A neder, the Gemara says, is when a person creates an isser on a chefetz. This chefetz was mutter. A person says, kikur ze asser alive. This kikur is asser. How did that happen? Through his dibur, he can create an isser on a chefetz. That is called nedarim. I create an isser through my dibur. Kumtzigin the Rambam, and the Rambam says, you know what Hefker is? Hefker is when I create, not an Isser on a Chefetz, I create a din on a Chefetz. I created a din on this Chefetz. It's a din that it's not mine. It's mine. But the din of the Chefetz, it's ke enoi shaloi. It's as if it's not mine. The Chefetz is 100% mine. But it's ki enoi shaloi. That's the din of the chefetz. Where do I get the right to create a din on a chefetz? Oh, that comes from nedarim. So hefker apal pisha einoy neder, or kimoy neder. What does that mean? I can use a dibur to create a din in a chayfet. A neder, I create an iser in a chayfet. I say kikur ze aser alai. That's the nusach of a neder. Hefker doesn't need that. But hefker, I could create a din in a chayfet. The din is, the chayfet is ke eino shaloi. Memela says the Torah Israim, dinim, they're dinim, there's certain things that is a din for me and not a din for you. She's an eshesish for him she's mutter. Koyan is mutter and truma, Yisrael is us, is dinim and agay to me, not you, that's fine. So I create hefker in the chepetz la'aniyim v'loy la'ashirim. The din ain't a shaloi is benagay to an ani. The din of ashir is that it's a regular chepetz, it's my chepetz, I own the chepetz. I always own the chepetz. But agay to an ani doesn't have the dinim. That's what it means when we say that Hefker is mitam neder. So Rabbi say, what does it mean when we say Shavya Nafshe is midin neder? I'd like to suggest perhaps as follows. The yisoid of neder is you can create Isra on a chayfetz. The yisoid of Hefker is you could create a din on a chayfetz. The yisoid of Shavya Nafshe is you could create Ne'emonos on a chayfetz. I can shaf ne'emonos on the chayfetz. It's the chayfetz, a person has a din. Through his dibur, he could shaf ne'emonos on a chayfetz. Shav yo anafshe chaticha disura. I'm shaving a din on this chayfetz. There's a din of ne'emonos on the chayfetz. You believe me what I'm saying. Why should we believe you? We have no reason to believe you. Because I can create through my dibur that you should believe me on the chayfetz. A din of the chayfetz, you should believe me. Where do we get this concept from? We get it from Nedarim. Nedarim, you could create an Isra on a Chepetz. Hefker, you could create a Din on a Chepetz. And Shavya Nafshi, you could create a Ne'amonos on a Chepetz. Adam is Ne'amon. Ne'amon lo Yisra lov. Lesor es a Mutter al Piv. It's Mutter. But I can create Isra through Ne'amonos with the Koyach of Neder. Perhaps that's what we mean when we say that it works mitam neder. Lefi zera avosai. It's not a neder mamish. It's not a neder. What we mean is that through his dibur, he can shaf ne'emonos. That doesn't really exist. We have no reason to believe you. We're not going to believe you. We have to, because your dibur can be koiveya the way we're going to deal with this chayfetz. The same way you can create an iser that's not there. Kikra's an aser alai. How did I do that? I made a neder. Neder made it aser. But it's not aser. Now it's aser because I said it's aser. So too, when I say something is going to be Asur Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Surah, I can create Ne'amonus Klape this Chefetz. No, but that's been a gate to her. Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Surah. I can't make a neder or make a dibur that's going to Asur you. It's only Klape Zich. I can only do it for myself. We're going to believe you, but I'll get it to you. Because that's your din to make a neder. I can't make a neder on you that you have to do something. A neder a person can only make on himself. Or if it's his chef, it's klapi someone else.
Is that different than
Truma Sakri? It's different than Truma Sakri. Yeah, because Truma Sakri is just saying that Eina Chanami, because you believe that way, therefore we're going to be noig with you. Now we're saying it's working midin, the koyach of neder. It's mikoyach ledibor. Well, I'll show you where the difference is in a minute.
Why is there enough coming into Rashi?
Yes, I'll show you in a minute. What?
Why is there enough coming into Rashi? It's tiny stomach.
Because Tainus Dami, oh, that's a good child. We're going to leave that for the end, okay? That's a good child. Okay. Rabbi, the Fiza, we could answer another kash. We're creating a din emonis. Enachanami. Be'etzim Bezim doesn't believe you.
Yeah.
But we're going to fear with you as if it's ke'ena shaloi. What does it mean, ke'ena shaloi? Is it yours or it's not yours? We're creating a din that we're going to treat it as if. It's a din emonis. The Noid Debiyut asks a question. He says, I don't understand. There's a sipur, a foursome. There's a famous story that existed. There's a story about Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Gamliel. That Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel had a disagreement about when Yom Kippur was. So Rabbi Akiva said that you should go, Rabbi Yeshua should go on the day that according to his cheshbon was Yom Kippur. And he should go and be machal Yom Kippur. Because he has to listen to the psak of the Gadol. The Gadol Ador, wherever it exists. To the best. I don't understand. If you're telling me Shavya Nafshe works midin neder, or midin shavua, or midin koinem, whatever it is, so the choyrit should be asrim to do it. Shavya Nafshe, chaticha di surah. As a factor. That's his kasha. So I'd like to say as follows. This that we find is such a thing as creating Isser. The Gemara says that a neder is an Isser Cheftza. That means the ability to create Isurim is something that I could change a Cheftza, make it Usser. This that I can make something Hefker is a din in a Cheftza. I can make a din in the Chepetz that is a din in a Shaloi. This that I could do Shavya Anaf Shechaticha de Isura, when the Gemara says I could do that, is only when the Isser exists in an object. If there's an object that is Usser, I can make the din in this object that I have to be believed. The lashon of the Gemara, Shavya Anaf Shechaticha de Isura. It has to be a Chaticha de Isura. A shtick, a piece of Isser. Why does the Gemara say, Shavya Nafshe Chaticha di Isura? Shavya Nafshe Isura is the pshat, it's coming midin neder. What does that mean, midin neder? I have the koyach through my dibur to be koyvea on a chayfetz. Neder is Isser Cheftza. So it has to be a chayfetz. If it's not a chayfetz, so then you can't do it. He says, today's Shabbos, or today's Yom Kippur. There's no chayfetz that you're creating an Isser on. That's benogei to Gavra. Shabbos is benogei to, do I have to be noig now, is it Shabbos or not? There's no din shavya nafshe benogei to Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It's only benogei to something that I'm identifying as a chayfetz that's Usser. This man says, this Isha is Usser on me. He's being koveya the Isha as an Isha Asura. So that's the Cheftza. The Isha is the Chaticha, the Isura. Memela, over here we have a din of Shavya Nafshe. But the Tanai de Behuda, when he asked this question, says, Kol Zashtus, he thought we're talking about like a real neder. He says there's no Lashon neder, no Lashon Shvua. What does he bring Shvua in for? Shvua is Gavra. Because the Tanai de Behuda wasn't being machalic between Gavra, Cheftza. He thought you're just saying things, committing yourself to something new. So commit yourself today's Yom Kippur, commit yourself today's Shabbos. Doesn't make a difference, it's Gavra or Cheftza. But Lefi, what we're saying, it's not that it's Mamish a Neder without a Lashon Neder. It's a Dibur that's being Koiveya, that you have Nemanis Klape this Chefetz. Lefi Zer Rabbi said, we'll end with this, we can answer another Diuk, a beautiful Diuk from the Sefer Imre Yitzchak. So I brought down the following Diuk. The Gemara speaks about Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. What's the classic case? Hu Omer Kidashtiv, Hi Omeris Lo Kidashtani. Says the Gemara, who aser b'kroiv seha? She is mutter in his kroiv. What is her kroiv that he's aser in? Who aser b'kroiv seha? Says Rashi, ima bita v'achoisa, mother, daughter, and her sister. Ask the Imre Yitzchak. Those are all isurim d'oraisa, but there's other isurim that exist on an isha. There's all the shniyos, which are all aser midrabanan, but they're all, there's lots of women that are going to be noigeya to whether she's your wife. These three are the three that are deoraisas. Why are we only talking about the deoraisas? Says the Imre Yitzchak, Vais tachois, Rashi holds, Shavya nafshe chaticha di yisura only walks on iser deoraisa, not iser derabanan. Pella. Why does Shavya nafshe only work on iser deoraisa, not iser derabanan? If we believe him, we believe. What shaychus? The fee, what we're saying, Ken Zayin, we could be Masber as follows. Rabbi Chanan and Kovit Shirim says there's a fundamental difference between Isser D'oraisa and Isser D'rabanan. Isser D'oraisa, Ken Zayin, and Isser Cheftza. Isser D'rabanan is Alamol and Isser Gavra. What's the Isser D'rabanan? What, this woman? Is anything wrong with this woman? No. The Chacham said you can't marry her. So Be'etzeh, my din is to listen to the Chacham. It's a din on me to listen to the Chacham. It's not there's anything wrong with this woman intrinsically. The Chacham said listen, so I'm listening. So Be'etzeh and Isser D'rabanan is always an Isser Gavra. And Isser D'oraisa, there's something intrinsically wrong. The Torah said this woman is Usser. It's a Cheftza D'Isura. Memela Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Isura only applies by an Isser D'oraisa. Because Isser D'oraisa, we're handling a Chefetz that you could create dinim on the Chefetz. Whether we believe you or not, you can make a din to be believed on the Chefetz. He's Nemon Lesor Es Hamutter. The Chefetz, which is Mutter, make it Aser. But when it's handling Shniyos, which are Dirabanan, which anyway, the Cheftza is always Mutter, it's just the Shiloh of whether you have to be Noyeg or not. There Rashi says there's no din of Shavya Nafshe because over there, it's only Isser Gavra, not Isser Cheftza. Shukayach Rabbi.